right, so we're back and, you know, diving into another one of these deep dives.
Yeah.
And this one, we're tackling a listener request. Someone wants to know how to take better photos of, well, their kids, you know, especially those like natural in the moment shots.
Right, right.
So they send over a bunch of different blog posts, you know, photography websites, articles from professional photographers, a whole bunch of stuff.
Sounds great.
Yeah. So we're going to kind of wade through it all and hopefully, you know, help everyone go from, say, cheese to, oh, look at that.
You know, I think that's a really common thing, actually. Like, so many people are wanting to get away from those, like, stiff posed photographs.
Yeah.
And capture something a little bit more, you know, authentic.
Yeah. And that, I mean, that's basically the first thing that jumped out at me looking at all these articles.
Right.
This whole candid versus posed idea.
Yeah.
And one of the articles on Petapixel, I actually had a really great story about this. This photographer was trying to get this picture-perfect photo of his daughter in the snow, right? But she just wasn't having it. And then he kind of, you know, catches her off guard, like she's just totally engrossed in watching the snowflakes fall.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, the posed photo, like,
yeah.
But that candid one, he's like, that's magic. You can just, like, see the wonder in her eyes.
Yeah, it really captures the essence of that moment,
especially
with kids, right? Because those genuine expressions, like, they're gone in a flash.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, think about it. It's like documentary photography.
Yeah.
But your subject is, you know, way cuter.
Way cuter. Okay, so speaking of capturing the essence, a couple of these articles talked about this idea of embracing imperfection.
Oh, yeah.
Like, don't get so hung up on everything being perfect.
Right.
Digital Photography School, they have this example of a photo of these two little girls playing with cherry blossoms.
Nice.
And technically, like, the photo wasn't perfect, but the pure joy
on
their faces, like, you know, more than made up for it.
Right. And that's, I think that's a really important thing to remember when you're, you know, taking photos of your kids, you know? We're not aiming for, like, technical perfection here. We're trying to capture a feeling. We're trying to capture a story.
A story.
So, you know, sometimes a slightly blurry photo taken, you know, in the heat of the moment, that's going to be way more powerful than a perfectly composed, technically flawless shot that just lacks emotion, you know?
Totally. Okay, so if we're not going to, you know, stress about everything being perfect, how do we actually, like, get those kinds of shots? Because Petapixel had this, they called it anticipating key moments. Like, be ready for that burst of laughter or, you know, that look of concentration.
Exactly.
When they're, like, you know, building a block tower or something.
You know, it's about knowing your child.
Yeah.
If your kid's building a block tower, you know that when they place that last block.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be like pure gold.
Yes.
You're not directing them. You're just ready for it.
You're just there. Yeah. Anticipating those moments of, like, you know, joy or excitement.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of not directing Soto Crowd, this website, they were all about, like, going with the flow, letting kids be themselves. They suggested using prompts instead of poses.
Oh, prompts are great because it encourages natural interaction, you know, instead of that kind of, say, cheese stiffness. You might say, you know, show me how high you can jump, or what's your silliest face?
Yes. I love that some other articles were talking about, like, using props.
Oh, yeah.
Or asking them to show you their best dance move.
Right.
It's all about, like, sparking their imagination.
Yeah, capturing their personality, not forcing them into a pose.
Not forcing it.
And, you know, patience is key, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because kids move fast.
They do.
So observe, be ready, and, you know, don't get so caught up in, like, the technical stuff that you miss those magic moments.
That's so true. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the technical stuff, but not too technical. Okay, so lighting seems to be, like, a big deal.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, golden hour, cloudy days, shade.
Yeah.
Everyone's in agreement on that.
You know that soft, diffused light you get during those times?
Mm-hmm.
It's like nature's built-in filter.
I like that.
It makes skin tones look amazing. It reduces harsh shadows.
Nice.
So it's just, perfect for portraits.
Okay, so harsh sunlight at, like, midday.
Yeah, that can be tough to work with.
Not ideal.
Not ideal.
Got it. Okay, and then there's composition.
Right.
So the rule of thirds came up, getting down on their level.
Mm-hmm.
using close-ups, framing simple backgrounds.
These are all, like, you know, the building blocks of good photography.
Right.
So the rule of thirds, for example, is instead of putting your subject dead center in the frame, you imagine, like, a tic-tac-toe grid over your viewfinder.
Okay.
And you place your subject, like, along those lines where the lines intersect.
Okay.
It creates more dynamic, visually interesting image.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of the articles were saying, like, phones are great.
Oh, yeah. They're amazing these days.
But, you know, a DSLR camera with a longer lens gives you more control.
That's true, especially if you're comfortable using a DSLR.
Right.
You can do more with depth of field, which is basically, like, how blurry the background is.
Okay.
A longer lens also lets you shoot from farther away,
mm-hmm.
so your kid doesn't feel like they're constantly posing.
Yeah.
It's like you're a fly on the wall capturing their world.
I like that. And then I saw some tips on settings.
Yeah.
Like burst mode.
Oh, yeah, burst mode.
For, you know, quick moments.
It's your best friend when kids are involved.
For sure.
Yeah. You just hold down the shutter button and the camera takes a rapid sequence of shots.
I love it.
Increases your chances of getting, you know, that perfect expression.
Yeah.
Or you can even get creative with shutter speed, which is how long your camera's shutter stays open, to either freeze action or create cool motion blur effects.
Okay, I'm learning so much. Yeah. This is fantastic.
Did you?
One article from Captured by Roxy, this point really caught my eye.
Okay.
They said, it's important for parents to actually be in the photos with their kids.
Ah, yes.
I know, I'm like so guilty of always being the one behind the camera.
It's so easy to get caught up in, like, documenting our kids' lives, but we forget to make ourselves part of those memories.
Yeah.
And trust me, your kids will cherish those photos of you together.
Oh, absolutely.
Just as much, if not more.
But what about, you know, those of us who are a little camera shy?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you get comfortable in front of the lens?
I think the key is to focus on genuine interaction. Mm-hmm. Like, play a game together, read a book, you know, or just cuddle up and be present in the moment.
Uh-huh.
Don't force those smiles. Let the love and connection shine through naturally.
Right.
And remember, you don't have to look perfect.
Oh, good point.
In fact, some of the most heartwarming photos are the ones where everyone is just being themselves.
Yeah.
Quirks and all.
Okay, so this is all fantastic advice.
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked about, you know, candid versus posed.
Right.
Embracing those perfectly imperfect moments.
Mm-hmm.
Anticipating those priceless expressions.
Yes.
And even touched on some, like, key techniques to capture those natural shots.
Sure.
We even, you know, we explored some of those, like, fundamental technical aspects, like lighting, composition, equipment.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
But there's still so much more to explore.
Oh, yeah.
Photography, especially when it comes to capturing your children, it's a journey of discovery.
It is.
It's about constantly learning and experimenting, finding what works best for you and your family.
Totally. Before we move on, though,
okay.
I'm curious, like, what's resonating most with you so far?
Mm-hmm.
What are you already thinking about, you know, putting into practice?
Well, you know, I think one of the things that stands out is this idea of not being afraid to embrace those imperfect moments.
Right.
Because those are often the ones that are filled with the most genuine emotion.
That's so true.
And honestly, sometimes those are the ones that, you know, looking back years later, they really tug at your heartstrings.
Yeah.
They tell a story.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, thinking about anticipating those key moments, that's a really powerful concept, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, instead of just reacting, we're actually, like, actively thinking ahead.
Yes.
And being prepared to capture those fleeting expressions.
It's about being present.
It is.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, that's something we can all benefit from.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, in today's world, we're so often, you know, distracted and busy.
Yeah.
But when we're taking photos of our kids, it's a chance to really slow down.
Yeah.
Be present in the moment.
Be present.
And capture those memories that we'll treasure for a lifetime.
Absolutely. And I think that's a perfect segue into our next segment where we're going to talk about, you know, once you've captured those moments.
Right.
What do you do with them?
Exactly, yeah.
Like, how do you preserve them?
Right.
How do you share them?
So many creative options these days.
Oh, there are.
More than just, like, you know, boxes full of prints.
Well, sure.
So we'll dive into all of that after a quick break.
Sounds good. It's one thing to, you know, capture these beautiful photos, but what do we do with them?
Yeah, like, what do you do with all those photos?
Boxes full of prints are nice and all.
Yeah.
But there are so many, like, creative options now.
Right. And it seems like every article had tips on this, like, printing and displaying photos.
Yeah.
One of them even had, like, a whole section on getting wall-worthy shots just using your phone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I think, you know.
There's something special about holding a printed photo, isn't there?
Oh, for sure.
It just makes the memory like tangible. And it's not just for us, you know?
Right.
Imagine your kids years from now being able to hold a photo from their childhood.
I love that.
Yeah,
That's a
yeah.
great point. So all these articles mentioned, you know, canvas prints,
Yeah.
gallery walls, photo albums.
All about bringing those memories out of the digital world
Yeah.
and into our homes.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's so true. You know, I have this old photo album from my own childhood.
Oh,
And
nice.
the photos themselves, like, they're nothing special, but flipping through them with my kids and telling them the stories behind each picture, like, those are the moments I
Yeah, I
cherish.
bet. Yeah.
But, you know, it's more than just prints now.
Right.
These articles talked about photo books, magnets, calendars, even, like, postcards.
It's a way to like weave those memories into your daily life, you know?
Yeah.
Photo calendar on your desk, a mug with your kids' like goofy grin on it.
Ah, I love
Just
that.
those little things that bring so much joy.
Yeah. And think about like gifts for family.
Oh, yeah, the grandparents would love that.
Oh, grandma would love a photo book
Absolutely.
or a calendar filled with pictures.
For sure.
It's so much more personal.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, but speaking of preserving memories,
Right.
let's not forget about backing up
Oh, that's so important.
all those photos.
Yes, technology can be fickle. We don't want to lose these like irreplaceable moments.
We do not.
Multiple backups are essential, you know,
Yeah.
cloud storage, external hard drives, even physical prints. Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Right. Don't rely on just one thing.
Exactly.
And then when it comes to printing,
Yeah.
some of these articles recommended, like, really doing your research on printing services.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
Quality varies a lot, you
Oh,
know?
for sure.
So look for companies that use high quality materials and have good reviews. Think
Okay.
about color accuracy too, because you
Yeah.
want those prints to like reflect the true beauty of the moment you captured.
Yeah, and archival quality.
Oh, that's important too.
You want those photos to last.
Exactly. You're creating a legacy, not just some fleeting images.
That's a great point.
These photos tell your family's story, and that's something worth preserving.
Okay, so this deep dive has been incredible. I mean, we've gone from candid versus posed to capturing those natural moments.
Right.
We've touched on, you know, technical tips and even talked about how to preserve and share those memories.
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind tour of child photography.
It has.
And you know, what strikes me most is how accessible it all is. You don't need fancy equipment
Right.
or years of training to capture those special moments with your kids.
It's more about like connection
Yeah.
and observation than anything else.
Absolutely. And you know, having fun.
Yes.
If you're not enjoying the process, it'll show in the photos.
Yeah, so true.
So relax, be present, and let your love for your children shine through the lens.
Now, we've talked a lot about like the happy, playful side of childhood,
Right.
but Petapixel had a point that really got me thinking.
Oh.
It said it's important to capture a range of emotions, not just the smiles.
Yeah, it's easy to get caught up in wanting to capture only those like picture perfect moments. But the truth is, you know, life is messy.
It is.
There are tears, tantrums, quiet moments of reflection,
Yeah.
and those are all part of your child's story, too.
It's about documenting the full spectrum of their childhood, right?
Precisely.
Yeah.
Imagine looking back at these photos years from now. Don't you think those moments of sadness, frustration, even anger,
Yeah.
they'll evoke just as many memories and feelings as the happy ones?
I think you're right.
Yeah.
It's about like painting a complete picture, showing them as the, you know, complex little beings they are.
And think about what those photos will mean to your children when they're older,
Right.
to see themselves through your eyes, to
Yeah.
feel the love and connection that shines through
Yeah.
even in those, you know, imperfect moments.
Yeah, it's like you're giving them a window into their own past, helping
Exactly.
them remember who they were, where they came from.
It's such a powerful gift.
It is. It is. And it's a gift you can give yourself, too.
Oh.
You know, because when you look back at those photos, you'll remember those moments.
Yeah.
And the emotions will come flooding back.
They
It's not
will.
just about creating photos, it's about like weaving together a tapestry of their
Yeah,
childhood.
exactly. And remember, there are no right or wrong answers here.
Right.
The most important thing is to capture those moments that are meaningful to you.
I love that. We've learned so much today about, you know, capturing the true essence of childhood
Yeah.
through photography. It's been like an insightful and inspiring journey.
And I hope it sparked a desire in you to grab your camera and start documenting your own family story.
But before you do that,
okay,
we have one final thought-provoking question for you to consider.
Right.
What specific moments in your child's life do you want to preserve through photography?
What images will tell their story most authentically?
Hmm.
What emotions do you want to capture and share with future generations? Let those questions guide you as you pick up your camera and embrace the joy of documenting childhood's fleeting moments.
And remember, it's not about technical perfection. It's about capturing the heart and soul of your child.
Yeah.
Those are the photos that will truly stand the test of time.
Absolutely.
Happy shooting.
Yeah.
It's really easy to get, you know, I think, hung up on the technical stuff.
Yeah. All like, the settings and the gear.
Yeah, like at the end of the day, it's really about, like, the connection, right?
It's about that emotional connection.
Yeah.
You know, a technically perfect photo can still fall flat if it doesn't, you know, make you feel something.
Doesn't evoke any kind of emotion.
Yeah. The best photographers are able to combine, you know, those technical skills with a deep understanding of their subject. And in this case, that subject is like the heart and soul of your child.
And one of the things that, you know, one of the articles mentioned was like, just always having your camera ready.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because those moments, they're not going to wait for you to like get your settings right.
No, life moves fast.
Yeah.
And sometimes the best moments happen when you least expect them.
Totally.
So the more you practice, the more comfortable you'll become with your camera.
Mm.
And eventually it'll become like an extension of your eye.
Yeah.
Allowing you to capture those precious moments without, you know, disrupting the natural flow of things.
We talked about, you know, earlier capturing a range of emotions.
Right. Not just the smiles.
It's tempting to just like want those happy smiling photos.
Of course. But life is, you know, life is messy.
It is.
It's complicated.
Yes. All those other emotions.
Yeah.
Sadness, frustration.
Kind of quiet moments.
Yeah. Even anger. Like, they're all part of the story, too.
Yeah. Those moments might not seem as, like, you know, frame-worthy at the time.
Right.
But trust me, years from now, you'll be so grateful that you captured them.
Yeah.
They add depth and richness to the narrative of your child's life.
It's like you're creating, like, a visual journal of their journey through childhood. Complete with like all the messy and chaotic,
the real stuff,
but also beautiful moments.
Yeah. And think about the conversations those photos will spark.
Oh, yeah.
When your children are older.
Right.
They'll see themselves through your eyes and you'll be able to share the stories behind those images.
Yeah.
The memories that might have, you know, otherwise faded with time.
This has been such an eye-opening conversation.
It has been fun.
I feel like I have a whole new perspective.
Yeah.
On what it means to like photograph my children.
I'm so glad to hear that. You know, it's not just about taking pretty pictures. It's about preserving those precious moments, those fleeting expressions, those tiny details that make your child unique.
Mm-hmm.
It's about creating a visual legacy that your family will treasure for generations to come.
So as we wrap up this, you know, deep dive into photographing children, we want to leave you with one final thought.
Okay.
What are those specific moments in your child's life?
Mm-hmm.
That you want to preserve through photography?
What images will tell their story most authentically?
Yeah.
What emotions do you want to capture and share with the world?
Mm.
Let those questions guide you as you pick up your camera and embrace the incredible journey of documenting childhood.
And remember, the best photos aren't necessarily the ones that are technically perfect.
Nope.
They're the ones that capture the heart and soul of your child.
The ones that make you feel something when you look at them.
Happy shooting.